The Finance Committee of Central Buck School District in Doylestown met this week to crunch some numbers. Members are sizing up how much the public school district may have to pay to address a challenge that alleges its recent policies and actions discriminate against LGBTQ students. Emily Rizzo attended the committee meeting and joins us this morning to talk about this. Hello, Emily.
Hey, Jennifer.
Emily, let's backtrack a bit and lay out what's been going on in the Central Buck School District.
The district has enacted a flurry of new policies over the last year that many students and parents have said discriminate against LGBTQ students. Families and students impacted by these changes joined the ACLU of Pennsylvania in a complaint filed in October to the U.S. Department of Ed's Office of Civil Rights that says the district has created an overall hostile environment for LGBTQ students.
Okay, and what do we know about what the U.S. Department of Education is doing regarding the complaint?
So the OCR describes itself as a neutral fact finder. It's investigating the district to see if the ACLU's complaint has merit. Perhaps it's violating Title IX, a federal law that prohibits sex-based discrimination in any school or any other education program that receives federal funding.
Gotcha. Now, what is the ACLU alleging?
The ACLU says the district has failed to respond to pervasive bullying against LGBTQ youth, especially trans students, for years. It also says the district exacerbated what the ACLU calls a toxic environment for LGBTQ kids through policies like the one that could lead to filtering books from the libraries. The ACLU scrutinizes the district for a number of other actions, including directing teachers not to use students' preferred pronouns without parent permission.
Okay, now this brings us to this week's conversation about money at the Finance Committee meeting that you attended. What did you find out?
Right, so Chief Operating Officer Tara Hauser estimated that Duane Morris, the district's law firm that's responding to these allegations, will charge at least $300,000 a month for 3 months. With money the district already paid to the firm, total legal fees are mounting. We're talking about $1 million or more.
That is substantial for a public school, but this is the fourth largest school district in Pennsylvania. It's supported by a very strong tax base, right?
Yes, and the district has said previously that insurance would help out, according to the Inquirer, but it's still unclear what that means.
Okay. Now, the legal team from Duane Morris is for the school district. It's led by Bill McSwain, a familiar name in the Philly area. He ran as a Republican for governor in Pennsylvania. What does the district say about why they chose this firm?
School Board President Dana Hunter defended the district's choice of McSwain and the other leading attorney, Michael Rinaldi, and said they both have decades of investigative experience and are advising the board on working to provide a safe learning environment for all students.
Now, we've also learned that some parents are critical of McSwain because during his campaign on social media, he made a comment at one point about a school's gay straight alliance club, right?
Right. So according to the Inquirer, McSwain posted a photo of a Westchester area school district's Gay Straight Alliance Club sign. He wrote, "This ends when I'm governor." He also defended the Boy Scouts after Philadelphia attempted to evict the group for refusing to admit gay members in 2010.
What are people saying in the community about why they support the policies that the school has instituted?
For these policies, like the one that filters library books with sexualized content and the one that bans decorations the district describes as advocacy, like pride flags, Republican school board members and some parents say classrooms should be neutral, that they don't want students reading age-inappropriate material, and they are protecting children from indoctrination.
And then the classic question of what is going to be happening next?
The Office of Civil Rights could decide there is a violation of federal law, in which case the school district can agree to resolve the complaint through negotiations. I spoke with a local law professor who tells me in this situation, the district does have the option to take this to court against the U.S. Department of Justice or U.S. Department of Education.
Okay, well, thank you, Emily. Emily Rizzo is WHYY's suburban reporter. This note, the law firm Duane Morris has represented WHYY.